So today I'm delighted to be catching up with my old mate, Richard Coppin. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
Hello. You've got lots of AKAs, Dick Crippin and all kinds of things like that. How many AKAs have you got?
Only two. Well, three maybe. Obviously, Richard Coppin is my real name. When I was in Temple Tudor, Eddie sort of christened me Dick Crippin.
Yeah.
And then when I started producing, I started calling myself Dr. Crippin. So,
yeah.
Because Dr. Crippin obviously refers to the well-known murderer from the Victorian times, I think, or the 20s or whenever it was.
Yeah, that's good. It's nice to have a little bit of a sinister twist to an AKA, I feel. Yeah, it's good.
That was kind of the punk thing, really, to have some sort of, connection with something a bit sinister, I don't know.
It worked. I think it worked. And Temple Tudor, of course. The royalties are still going to kick in a little bit because you're now in the Haven there. I saw that on the TV and I thought, oh, there we go again with Swords of a Thousand Men.
It's great having it used in an advert. I mean, we've had it used in a few things, adverts, some computer games, FIFA.
And, of course, our local music scene, Redhill and Reigate, there's been some famous names, Fatboy Slim, Katie Melua. And actually, Katie Melua, she released... I was looking her up today, actually, out of interest. Because you know all about the palaver with all the bicycles in Reigate High Street. In 2005, she wrote 9 Million Bicycles. I thought I might tie that in quite nicely. With The Closest Thing to Crazy, another one. What do you think? Bit of a Katie Melua story. Of the bicycle lane that never was.
That's right, yeah. Well, obviously, there was Disclosure's most recent one from the area.
Yes, they're from Reigate, and then Newton Faulkner, who we both met. I knew Newton Faulkner's family quite well. Been following him since he released his sort of first single, and he's doing pretty well. Very talented musician.
Yeah, well, him and his dad came around before he was famous. Him and his dad came round to see me, and they wanted to build a studio in their garden. I think they came round to sort of to pick my brains about how to sort of build and soundproof it and everything.
Oh, they did. No, because you're quite helpful to people. Yeah, they did. They built it in their barn. And funnily enough, I used to, way back in the midst of time, I used to do their accounts and admin. So I'd be in the barn. There's an office above the barn. And Newton would be practising below with his band. So before he was famous. So that's quite nice. And when he was famous, I went back to do a few bits for them. And he walked in as... I used to know him as Sam. He walked into Newton Faulkner and wanted to make me a cup of tea. I'm like, oh my God, Newton Faulkner's making me a cup of tea. This is really weird. It's strange how things happen.
Yeah. Well, even famous people like a nice cup of tea sometimes,
They're just normal, aren't they? They drink tea and everything.
Yeah, they drink tea, coffee, biscuits, I've heard.
Biscuits? What, they have real proper biscuits? Like just real people? Because you've had some quite name people down at Panther over the years, and at Adamant, Mick from the Cutting Crew, Chelsea, Johnny Moped, Barry's ex-wife. How did that happen?
Well, Angie Barry, she came in to do a track for an album that I was working on at the time. It was a compilation album for charity for the Terence Higgins Trust that a friend of mine was putting together. And he was getting all kinds of famous people appear on it. He had Tony Hadley singing on it, and Angie Barry was coming over to England, was in England, or coming to England to do something else. And he just asked her if she'd be interested in doing a vocal on the album, and she said yeah. So she came, she flew into Gatwick and came straight to the studio, and we spent a long night talking and her doing, she sang about 10 songs in here, I think, and we chose one of the vocals to go on the album. And she was, I must admit, she was a really, really nice person.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be a bit of a prima donna, but she was really, really nice.
Yeah, because she said, one of her quotes of hers is she gave David a son to save him, apparently. Baby Shambles, so formed by Pete Doty of the Libertines. When were they?
That's right. Yeah, well, we had them down here doing some recording for an album project They didn't all come as Baby Shambles. They all came in their separate identities from the Libertines and from Baby Shambles.
But all right.
All the musicians performed with Nick from the Cutting Crew. That was for that was last year. That was for a very kind of secretive project.
Oh.
I'm not really sure if I can mention it really.
Okay.
But he was just in, let's put it this way, he was in doing the vocals for a very special project that's going to be released soon. That's as far as I can go. Really.
Okay. You can't tell me, otherwise you'd have to kill me. And with the murderer thing, the AKA, I'm just not sure about that. And then Roddy Radiation, who played lead guitar for the Specials. And he wrote songs for them as well, didn't he?
That's right, yeah. So Roddy's been in several times in the studio. He came in most recently for a local band called AKA The Syndicate, which they're doing a lot of sort of ska and Specials type music and influenced by the Scatterlights and stuff like that. And he came in and did a load of guitar for a few of their tracks. He's been in a few times with various projects.
Yeah, I know we like a bit of ska. I remember way back when, I can't remember how long we've known each other. It's that long. It was many years ago, over 20, 25 years ago. But I was quite into ska, and you gave me some of your ska music to play on Susie Radio. And we did that thing down at the Harlequin, didn't we, with all the local bands, that CD. The year escapes me because they just fly by. It was a long time ago. So now we're in different times, the lockdown. You're getting people back in now. But when it first started, you got musicians just to send in their stuff and you were mixing it just there.
That's right, yeah. Well, when lockdown first happened, we were wondering how long it was going to last or whatever. And we've always done mastering remotely. So people have sent us their tracks, which we've mastered here for them. But what was happening, a lot of guys, they were sending us what they call stems, which are the individual musical parts, like guitar, drums, bass, vocals, all those kind of things, and sending us the stems for us to mix here. So we carried on working not flat out over the lockdown, but we had quite a lot of work coming in, which kept our heads above water, you know, while this was going on. And we managed to do a bit of mixing and mastering and all kinds of things while the lockdown. Now, coming out of the lockdown was a bit of a challenge for us because we had to think about the social distancing in the studio.
Yeah.
And sanitising all the equipment and everything. So,
Yeah, it's been a bit strange. The B&Bs here is different. It's sort of like a very, very quiet indeed, but never mind. I've got other things to occupy me. We ought to talk about the Sensible Grey Cells, really, kind of a quite exciting project. Probably one of your most high-profile people at the moment is Captain Sensible coming on down. And then, of course, we must mention Marty Love, who kind of put it all together. And Mr. Grey on the bass as well. So we've had a single, So Long, come out, which I played. And is there plans for sort of more music from the Sensible Grey Cells down there at Panther?
Well, they recorded a whole album here. And unfortunately, the album was just coming to completion just before the lockdown. So, again, what happened there is Captain had to finish off doing the recording in his home studio. And then they decided that they, as a sort of a concept, to actually send out all the stems from the recording sessions to various people around the world for people to mix it. So I think there's been about sort of 10 different people mixing.
Oh, really?
The album, yeah. So that's quite an interesting one. Marcel Lab's coming in this week to record the drums for another B-side for their next single. So that's a work in progress. So, yeah, and the album's going to be released, I believe, they was talking around the end of September, but that might be a bit later, I don't know. It depends how these mixes go that people are sending in.
Yeah, and I suppose it's something you can't say in advance, because if you said Captain Sensible's coming down, you might get a few people try and find you, so that's...
Well, I mean, he's been here a lot, you know, over the... All last year he was here sort of, you know, constantly, really, so if anybody had walked by, they would have seen him, you know. I mean, he was a bit of a celebrity in the local pub for a few months.
Yeah, so it's all good. Apart from the Captain, we've got bassist Madfish, of course, which I'm part of, The Weird Things, and our Taker, the young guys who I played on Susie Radio. I hope they're going to do some more stuff because they're young but very, very accomplished, aren't they?
Well, I mean, they're kind of, you know, they're 11 years old, you know.
That's amazing.
They came to the studio. I couldn't believe how good they were. They were so together, yeah. And they acted far more professional than some of the grown-up bands, I can tell you. So, yeah, and they recorded four tracks here as an EP, and it's been very well received. People love it, so it sounds great. I mean, I just, you know, I don't know if you've got a track you can play for them, but that's, they're a great little band.
Yeah, I'll be mixing in all this music. After I've recorded this interview, I shall put together the music. That's one of the ones I'll put back in. And Maxine Stone and Droid Anima as well. So back to the weird things. We ought to mention Anthony, the manager, who's very unfortunately, caught the COVID virus, was in East Surrey Hospital in a very bad way. He was intubated as well, and he had to be kind of rehabilitated. I gather he's sort of okay now. He's just got a few problems with his left hand, but he could be back to work soon. But that's been a long old haul to recovery, hasn't it? So we ought to give him a shout out and hope that he's feeling better in himself these days.
Yeah, I mean, he got it really bad. He was on a ventilator for sort of like, you know, quite a few weeks, I think 3 or 4 weeks, you know, in a coma. But he's made a marvellous recovery. He's now sort of walking around, and he's walking up to the downs and things, and so the only thing that's sort of left behind from it really is the use of his left hand, which is sad really, because he plays guitar, or used to. So he's got to try and get the strength back in his left hand. But yeah, good old Anthony. So there's a shout out for him. Play a bit of music for him.
I will. He's a lovely guy. And it was only last year I saw about a few of your gigs. I think I went to 3 Weird Things gigs last year, so lucky I got them all in before the lockdown. Yeah, Newton Faulkner, actually, he in a skiing accident, he broke his left hand, and weirdly enough, he just produced an album called Hand Built by Robots, which is a bit strange. Weird is the word, isn't it? Weird.
Yeah.
In fact, today I was having a clear out and I found the old set list from Mad Fish from the Lincoln Arms in Dorking. Do you remember we went did a few gigs down there? And it's been like, I don't know if you've been having a clear out. It's been like, so your life's on hold with the gigs, isn't it? And I was looking at all these tickets I've got way back from like the UK Subs and the Damned and the Stranglers, going years back. I kept all the tickets on a little board. So let's just hope we can get the gigs up and running again, because you used to run the gigs down at the Greyhound years ago in the Red Hill, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I mean, that's kind of when I first kind of built the studio. Me and a few friends, we were looking for like a local venue that we could put on bands, and we found the Greyhound in Red Hill had a little hall around the back. So yeah, we used to put on bands every Thursday night, and after 3 or 4 months, it became very popular. I mean, the first few months was very, you know, empty, but as people started to know that every Thursday they could go and see some live music, so they used to come down, and just before the Greyhound shut, I mean, it was a venue that was, you could guarantee it would be packed every Thursday night, so it was great, yeah.
I know, I used to go down there, it was good. And as you say, it's just something regular, that because you put like every third Thursday, no one remembers, but if it's consistently every week, that's why I do my radio show every week at the same time, and I have done for many years, because I think if people like you, they'll like to gather a following or whatever you do, if you're just consistent and you've just got to stay out there for years, because things come to you as you, like you've been there since what, Panther 1988, and you get to know people, and as well being in the local area, things come back to you. Like even things I do now, I realise that that's because I had a conversation, you know, like 10 years ago or something, and they remember you. It's so that's what it's all about, especially at the radio station as well. That's good.
That's exactly right. That's what happens, you know. Everything you do lays a little seed for later on. So even though you might not reap the rewards for something immediately.
So true.
Comes back to you later.
It does. And one of the songs I did, mixed at your place, Virtual Girl, if you probably might remember that, I thought that would be good, because that's all about being virtual in the lockdown. So I was going to do a video, but perhaps now I'm up and about, I might speak to you about that and getting that, put that on YouTube, because I think we could do quite a little funny video to that Virtual Girl with me.
Yeah, that's a good little track, that. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I just thought, well, actually, I was reading through the lyrics the other day, and they're sort of very relevant. Everything's virtual. Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. And thanks for that. And I shall spin this out on Susie Radio with lots of tracks from the bands that we mentioned. And I just keep going, because you've done a marvellous job and that helps a lot of people. And I'm included in sort of, encouraging people to make music and putting some great sounds out there.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
You're very welcome.